Nonsense and Melody with Gil and Demling.
I'm going out and get tattooed.
Well, be sure to sober up by morning. We've got to be measured for new shoelaces, you know.
No, I really mean tattooed.
Well, what are you going to have tattooed on? I mean, what?
The number of our cabin on the ship. That's the only way I'll ever remember it.
I see. And every time you want to come to the cabin, you'll just take your shirt off, huh?
Say, tell me. What did you do to me? You know, I just got this thrill, and it's new to me. Then your two lips, they were pressed to mine. You know, when you held me, say, I wasn't snuggling. Oh, you should know, I really was struggling. You know, I only just met you. Oh, no, monsieur, I shouldn't let you. But, oh, won't you do it again? And if I cry, oh, no, just do it again. You know, my lips just ache to have you take this kiss. It's waiting for you. You know if you do. Oh, monsieur, you won't regret it. Oh, you please, come on, get it. Oh, you see, no one is near. You know, if I cry, oh, no one would hear. Oh, it was on Oh, boys, you don't understand. I was just telling him, it's not because I love him, it's because he smelled so nice. And my mama was scolding me. You know, she told me, it's so naughty for them. Won't you do it again? Just do it again.
Well, Gil, on second thought, I think I'll let that tattooing go till morning. It's kind of nice to take it easy in the hotel for a change, isn't it?
Yes, sir, said he, dropping the torso into the cushions. I certainly do like Seville, I'll tell you.
Yeah, only this happens to be Madrid.
Well, I still like Seville.
Yeah, but we haven't been to Seville.
We haven't, eh? Who with?
We haven't been there with anybody.
Yeah, it was kind of lonesome, I thought so. Yeah,
now look, midget wit, This is Madrid. We haven't been to Seville.
Well, who knows? It's a small world after all. Quién sabe. Oh, ow!
What's the matter? That guy step on your toe?
Yeah, and I would have bat him one on the schnoz.
Oh, you tough guy, huh? But not so tough as Manuel Jose, Santiago, Philippe, Cabrillo, Francisco, Sanchez.
Oh, you got your gang with you, huh? All right, bring them in. I'll take them on.
That is my name, Pig.
Pig, that's more like it.
What's your last name?
Sanchez.
You're welcome. Gesundheit, best to be Cronkite.
You might insult, no, eh? Me, the great Sanchez, the best bullfighter in the ancient and sun-warm city of Lambegos. España.
I want to go back to my little grass shack in the ancient sunworm city in the biggest España.
Wait a minute. Huh? So you're a bullfighter, huh?
Sí, and I'm one tough hombre, too. I fight the bull 4 times a week. Once the bull, he throw me 40 feet.
The bull threw you 40 feet? You must have broken a record.
But it's not all I broke. You should have seen where I landed.
That's nothing, Sanchez. You heal. In my country, the bulls are so big you can't get them in the barn door.
That sounds like a lot of bull to me.
Fresh guy, huh?
Every Sanchez has fight the bull. Me padre lost both arms in the bull fight. But he is so tough, he earned his living chopping the wood.
He chops wood without any arms? How does he do that?
He stick the handle of the axe in his mouth, and he turns somersaults. Hey, what's the matter, funny face? You are joking, I hope.
Funny face? There's nothing funny about my face.
You have no sense of humor, I can see that.
Listen, I ought to poke you in the nose.
Pig, I twist you into a knot. I am strong, hombre. And when I am 21, I have a robot tattoo on my chest. I take a deep breath and caramba. She's the battleship.
Oh, yeah? Well, listen, I can lick you and all your bulls put together. What do you know about
that? Talk through the act. You like to make a little bet, eh, no?
Sure, I'll make
a bet. Take it easy, Gil.
I bet you 10,000 peso you are scared to fight the bull.
It's a bet. It's a bet.
Gil, you're crazy.
Now leave it to me, will you? All right, smallpox, when do I fight this bull?
Tomorrow.
Huh?
Tomorrow. I leave at once for the ancient and sun-warm city of Lombago, Hispania.
Okay, see you there.
Gringo fool.
Gil, you're crazy to do this. You can't fight a bull.
Oh, yes, I can, Willie, on one condition.
What's that?
You're going to be the bull. In the ancient sun-warm city of Lombagus, Hispania.
Much to my disgust.
Yeah.
This is a screwy idea, Gil, making me get dressed up like a bull. You've been seeing too many two-reel comedies.
Quiet and get into the bull outfit. Didn't I promise to give you 5,000 pesos when it's over?
Yeah, but supposing I get killed.
All right, in that case, I'll give you 6,000.
That's more like it.
Well, this is some outfit I've got to wear. Get a load of the drawers. Hey, hey, this kills
me.
Oh,
you look like little Lord Fauntleroy in those short pants. And boy, those legs. They're so thin you could put on a flute for a stocking and never strike a note.
You know, the last time I went out with my legs showing, the kids thought I was the stork.
Yeah, well, I've got the bull suit on. How do I look?
You look like a tobacco ad to me. Of course, you're a trifle anemic for a bull, but you'll do.
Well, what do I do now?
Now, look, you go and get in the pen with the rest of the bulls. And be sure you come out when they open the gates, you know what I mean?
Okay, but I sure hope the other bulls don't resent me.
I'm off, Willie. Send your Pancho Gil, the American Matador. And in a few minutes, we'll have 10,000 of Sanchez dough.
Well, here I go. And believe me, it's a lot of bull.
Well, Sanchez, old tortilla, bring on your bulls. I'm all ready.
Quiet, gringo. You get the bull, and remember, if you do not stay in the arena for 10 minutes, the 10,000, she is mine.
Boy, that laugh is so dirty, I'm ashamed to listen to it. Well, I hope Willie is near the gate. That's all I had to say. Well... Hey, is that you, Willie? Hey.
Sure, listen. Are you listening? Hmm?
With a noise like that, you should give milk. Come on.
How's that?
Oh, that's fine. Now, look, they're watching. Now, charge. You know, act mad. Sound your horns or something.
All right, look out for that sword now. Here I come.
Okay. Oh, boy, that was terrific. Boy, am I getting a hand.
Yeah, if you don't move faster next time, that's not all you'll get.
All right, come on, charge again. Now, get mad, Willie. Lash your tail.
I can't. I left one of the other bulls standing on it. Here I come. Hey, don't come so close with that sword,
Gil. That's all right. I picked the sword with a blunt end. Look, I'll just nudge you with it.
Oh!
Oh.
Hey, I thought you said that was a dull sword.
That's my mistake.
You're telling me?
Of course, my apologies.
Accepted.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Do you mind if I carve a sirloin off your back?
It's a pleasure. Go right ahead.
I certainly will. Oh, come on, come on. Stop bowing to me and get down on all fours. Did I hurt you?
Well, you didn't do my digestion any good. Hey, look behind you.
Uh-oh, it's another bull, a real bull.
Oh, boy, some fun. Good old Sanchez.
What am I going to do?
That's your problem, Bill.
Nice bull. Go away. Willie, what do you say to a bull?
I never talk to bulls.
You missed me.
Stick around, Bill. Wait till he gets his bearings.
Uh-oh, here he comes again.
Nice footwork there, Gil.
Never touch me. Say, I'm getting pretty good at this, you know what? I should worry if it is a real bull. I'll take him in the next round.
This is a lot of fun, but you'd better stab him in the future.
His future just passed. I'll stab anything I can reach.
Hey, quick, now's your chance. Huh? He's got his back turned toward you. Stab him.
I got him.
Say, what's the big idea?
Hey, that bull's a man.
I never saw so many fake bulls in all my life.
Oh, yeah? Well, do you guys think you're the only Americans trying to make some money?
Little Willie Long heard a hilly billy song on the radio one day.
I'm heading for the last roundup.
That was a tragic moment, his downfall, so they say. Now he knows them all, pins the copies on the wall. If he has his way, they'll stay. He'd go over each song about 27 times while he strummed on a toy guitar. Till he hit the right notes and he got the right rhymes very slowly, bar by bar.
The family couldn't stand it any longer.
They started into fight among themselves.
Then one by one in opposite directions,
they vanished like a lot of little elves.
Boom, boom, boom.
Poor little Hilly Billy Willy drove his daddy down to Philly, and his mama's gone to Chili. The nurse to Piccadilly, it appears, Hilly Billy Willy, mama's little Hilly Billy boy. His singing drove him silly, so they moved away from Willie, cause the kid is daffodilly over every hilly billy song he hears. Hilly Billy Willy, mama's little hilly billy boy. Spinning wheels, wagon wheels, jumped from the old attic trunk, they're all over the floor. He set the chimes on grandfather's clock, so they played the last roundup. When he opens the door, father's had a fit in Philly, ma's divorcing him with Chili. Willie lives with cousin Lily, she has to live with cotton in her ears. Hilly Billy Willy, mama's little hilly billy boy.
Poor little
Hilly Billy Willy drove his daddy down to Philly, and his mom's gone to Chili, and the nurse to Piccadilly, it appears. Hilly Billy Willy, mama's little hilly billy boy. His singing drove him silly, so they moved away from Willie, cause the kid is daffodilly over every hilly billy song he hears. Hilly Billy Willy, mama's little hilly billy boy.
Spinning wheels, wagon wheels, junk from the old attic trunk, they're all over the floor.
He set the chimes on grandfather's clock, so they played the last round of.
Well, Gene, we now have 10 grand to get rid of.
Oh, that'll be easy, boys. Our next stop is Monte Carlo.
Oh, good. Now I can use those loaded dice I copped off a Pullman porter.
By the way, where do you suppose we got that $10,000?
Sanchez.
You're welcome, remember?